Today's Catch a Cook and Eat It has been sponsored by Acme Smoked Fish. Located in Greenpoint, Brooklyn, Acme has been a mainstay in New York's culinary landscape for over 55 years. Using old-world recipes, Acme produces the finest smoked salmon, whitefish, and sable that discerning palates demand. For more information on where to find Acme, Blue Hill Bay, or Ruby Bay products, visit www.acmesmokedfish.com.
Fish heads, fish heads, roly-poly fish heads, fish heads, fish heads, eat them up, yum. Fish heads, fish heads, roly-poly fish heads, fish heads, fish heads, eat them up, yum.
In the morning. Oh my God, we're back for another episode of Catch It, Cook It, and Eat It. I am here with Mike Louie, who is the champion angler from last year's fishing derby. This is a special program today about the BK Fishing Derby second annual. We are, what, 28 days away from the opening of the derby. Is that right?
28 days, yeah.
That's weird. Is awesome. And fill us in on what you won last year. Do you remember exactly what it was? Was it number of fish that you were awarded?
No, I actually didn't. I'm actually not the champion. I'm the second runner up to the champion.
I couldn't get the champion on the show today, so I'm going with the runner
yeah,
up.
Yeah, he's going with the second best.
And
after he told me I had a great face for radio.
Yeah, you have a great face for radio, Mike.
Yeah, I won. I got the second biggest fish.
Second biggest
out of
fish.
Three
caught.
People who submitted pictures to the derby.
And maybe you were robbed because you really fished more than anybody else in the derby. I mean, you go out every night.
Yeah, I try to go out every night.
At least when the derby starts. And you've been going recently, right?
Yeah, I've been going out in the mornings and to the piers in the mornings. And then I have a couple of other spots that I hit at night.
And you won't tell us those spots, right?
No.
No, good. That's fine.
I might take you there. But.
There we go. We have catfish sandwiches here, which is pretty awesome.
How's yours?
Very good. These come from that little fried fish joint up on, Bushwick and Grand Street?
Yeah, Grand Street.
It used to be called something Ann's, and now it's Grand Street Seafood, I think. We're 28 days away, and I have you on the show mostly because, apart from being sort of one of the ringleaders and one of the most diehard fishermen, you're also doing the zine this year. Tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, I got to finish a bite.
They're choking.
Of catfish. Zine's going to be called Fish Bum.
Okay.
It's a the first issue. It's going to be Derby and East River themed. Interviews with guys who are out on the piers every day. You can see them, you know, at the Gantry Pier, Valentino Pier, North Fifth Pier now in Williamsburg. These guys are out there all the time. They've
North
been fishing.
Fifth is going off, isn't it?
Yeah, they've been catching some pretty good sized bluefish up there.
Okay.
Some small bass right now.
Yep.
Some fluke, some hacklehead. Okay. These ugly little monkfish that are supposedly delicious. But yeah, it's going to have interviews with them.
Mm-hmm.
Photographs by Geraldine Shuckwit.
She's amazing.
Photographs from myself and some other people.
Your photos are great. You're using a kind of like an old, what is it? Medium format?
Yeah, I have a Hasselblad and the Nikon F4 that I use.
Mm-hmm.
And Geraldine's photos are great. I mean, she has photos from the East River State Park when it was still basically a junkyard.
She's been doing fishing photos and East River photos for years now.
Yeah. So she's great to talk to. And she wrote a piece about, you know, what it was like for her, you know, 10 years ago on the East River. And that's kind of a running theme that's going on in the zine as well, interviewing, like, the old timers that been fishing for.
Oh my God! Look who decided to show up. And Greg from Eden Pizza. Oh, what's up, man?
Fucking traffic.
That's all right.
Always a great T-shirt.
So Greg has just walked into the studio. Greg is also a diehard fisherman. Makes all of us look like a bunch of amateurs. And you can find Greg on occasion running Robert's shop down at Dream Fishing Tackle. If you ever want some pointers
come and talk to Greg, and he will tell you probably more than you want to know about fishing in Brooklyn. Never seems to get tired of the issue. You, Greg, welcome.
What's up, man?
How are you?
Long time.
I know, I haven't seen you in ages.
Yeah, right?
You got a nice tan, though. Yeah, you've got an afro since I saw you.
Trying to fit in with the neighborhood.
Yeah, there we go. You just set a record, I believe.
Two
records for the fish you caught.
Yeah.
Tell us about those, man.
One was a black bullhead. The existing record was 8 pounds flat, caught in 1951 in Wantagh, New York. Mine was 12.24 pounds. And then that was on Friday the 13th of August. And if I can,
folks out there, Greg sent me a photograph. I had no idea what it was. It looked like a giant sea monster in somebody's bathtub. And that's where you kept one of these fish?
Yeah, well, I'm big on catch and release, real big. For freshwater, I mean, the last time I killed a fish was the second catfish, which was unfortunate. But
oh, you didn't mean to.
I mean, one out of, 3 to 5 years, I mean, whatever, yeah.
Would you like a bite of catfish right now?
Sorry. Really got catfish, legit.
That's what happened. You're late, man.
Yeah, right. But, it was exciting. And then we went to the same spot the Friday after that, and the next catfish was a yellow bullhead.
Mm-hmm.
It was 18.85 pounds.
It's insane.
The existing record being, 7.5 pounds.
And that record was set for what area? What's the record you
broke? No, these are all tackle world records.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Nobody believes me when I talk about places that I go. I believe you, because
you
guys
proof.
Have been there, but...
I mean, I have it in my phone. I can bring it up right now.
Yeah, yeah.
How do you go about recording that? How do you...
What it is the record application goes into IGFA. It's International Game Fishing Association. Mm-hmm. And what it is, you have to send in at least 50 feet of the spool of line that you caught it on with the leader and hook and everything attached to it.
Wow.
Along with witness statements. I happened to get lucky on the first one because there was a cop nearby who saw the whole thing. And both times, a friend of mine who was with me, he caught the largest carp ever caught in America. He's a member of Carp Anglers Group. That's why we go fishing to that spot.
So crazy. But, yeah. Is this a local guy?
He actually moved here from England to fish.
No way. You're kidding.
No, not at all.
Unbelievable. So for those of you out there who are doubting New York fishermen, there are people who move to this country, to this city, specifically to catch big fish. And
the fishy quote wasn't the largest carp ever caught in America was caught in New York as well.
That's insane.
Yeah.
So when will this be documented in the record book? Where do we...
A few months, basically, once they finish their review process. They send pictures of the fish to different biologists to verify the species and everything else.
Are you gonna have a taxidermied version of the fish up at Eden Pizza? Come on, man, put it over the
oven. I'll do a big picture with the certificate and everything else
in the shop. Yeah,
likely.
Robert's likely. Definitely gonna get one.
Oh yeah, of course. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Well, it's caught using his custom designed rods.
All right, so go to if you guys are interested with this. Is not part of the derby, but if you're want to know anything about freshwater fishing, you now know who to talk to. Just either Robert down at Dream Fishing Tackle, or you can ask for the record holder, two-time record holder, ask for Greg, and he'll maybe show you the secret rig he used. That's awesome. We're talking about the Derby, which is 28 days away from its opening.
Oh, you guys are starting October
dude. It's October 1st.
Nice.
And Michaelis is telling us he's going to be doing a zine, so he's going to be interviewing a lot of the fishermen who are fishing along the East River we can get kind of updates and stuff like that.
Yeah, sure.
Which is great. And he'll be using Gerilyn's photos and his own photos, and I don't know. It's pretty awesome. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
What do you guys see the Derby needing that we didn't have as part of last year's Derby, since we're here talking about it?
That's an interesting question. Weigh station verification for size of fish as far as estimated weights based on length.
Yeah, that was kind of a bit shady.
If you look at certain charts, and striped bass, they have such extensive data. But, look, the inches are inches, But the idea is you guys should go and abuse Robert a little bit. Yeah. You know,
it'd be so cool to have a weigh station at his place.
For him to be a certified weigh station, yeah. All he has to do is get a scale, yeah. Send it into IGFA. I could send it in using my membership.
Yep.
$30 to certify and okay. Return shipping.
Okay.
And that's it. That's a certified scale.
Wow.
And if somebody catches something potentially, whether it's a record for a line class or anything else, it stands, you know?
The only problem is Robert's going to be in Poland when we're underway.
Maybe for a week or two. Yeah. Well, his mother's still going to be there.
His mom's going
to
be there.
That's going to be an even better thing to videotape. Bringing fish in for his mother.
Robert's mom weighing fish for us.
Somebody might get hurt if that goes on.
Or his daughter weighing fish, which would be hilarious too. Are you going to be in the shop a little bit?
Probably not when October rolls around. No, okay. We're all going to try and avoid it for those 2 weeks.
Good, so you'll be fishing.
Yeah.
All right, awesome. What about rules? I mean, you know...
I say inflatable boats should be allowed
to stand. Should be allowed this time.
Should be allowed, not motorized, because you know the pier over there that we all went to?
Yeah. Affectionately? We're not naming it, but yeah.
I've been hearing that now they're actually, like, you know how you're blocked off by the security guard's defense? They're actually having people arrested now.
Really?
Yeah, because they've had enough of everybody going over there. Yeah.
How do you feel about blow-up inflatable rafts, Mike?
Well, I think it applies to a very small number of people.
Yeah.
That probably wouldn't skew the average by too much.
Okay, so, all right.
Besides, with the current on the East River, it's difficult enough to row.
Yeah.
That's true.
You have to go when the tide's moving where you want it.
Yeah, see, that's... Leave. I don't know if it's a liability or if that's sort of like having a life ring with you.
That's your own personal thing. I mean, it's... completely illegal because you need you have to have like life vests, a light, and everything else, which inflatable boat can't really handle.
Why not stick some life vests in there?
It takes away from the fun of it.
Flares. All right. Well, I mean, if you can tell people, because I think both of you guys are master fishermen. If there's a advice that you can give to people, technique wise, that makes Brooklyn fishing a little different from other places. I know only because I lost 10 lures the other day.
Verrazano?
No, off the pier.
Hey, the wrong spot you cast into.
Or the wrong lure. Well, truth be known, my girlfriend was casting the majority of them into the...
Fair enough.
All right, so I don't know. Tips?
I mean, if you're just starting out fishing a spot, just be prepared to lose a lot of lures, mm-hmm. and be prepared to retie a whole bunch of times.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you're going to lose a lot of stuff.
All the time.
Practice your dexterity.
Yeah.
Right.
And there's cars and, there's all kinds of junk in the river, mm-hmm. up where we all go fishing, yeah. there's like 5 or 6 cars, like, right... 20 feet offshore.
Sunken automobiles.
Like 15 years.
I'd love to dive
off. Anybody needing parts,
spot,
you know?
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, there's a lot of structure.
Probably circa
in the
1970s
river.
Parts, but.
Yeah, classic cars.
Yeah, exactly.
Antiques.
And I guess my other question would be, what are your high hopes this year? I can tell you what some of mine are, but in terms of membership, participation, what are you looking for?
I'm trying to win.
Mike doesn't care who signs up. Actually, he wants
zero.
Yeah, no just people him. To sign up, so he wins every time.
12-inch striped bass takes it down.
Exactly.
You guys would just have to say that, never happened.
I don't know. What do you...
I'd like to see more participation in the Derby, mm-hmm. on a more like day-to-day basis.
Yeah.
I think setting up, the website like we were talking about before... it's gonna be helpful in doing that, like keeping the participants updated on as far as like who's catching fish,
yeah,
what size fish are out there, and like knowing what the competition is doing, or how well they're doing. I think that'll keep people more interested and active.
T-shirts. Breaking news today: there will be a nude female riding a striped bass for this year's Derby shirt.
I was going to suggest something along those lines.
That'll make the guys on the pier really happy.
Yeah.
As long as they're not black t-shirts, because they were complaining about that.
Yeah, there were many, many complaints.
It's too hot.
Too hot.
Yeah.
In October. What the hell?
It's 95 degrees now.
All right, fine.
Those guys are out there all day, like from dawn until
you know what?
It's nighttime.
They're going to be crop tops this year. That's what I'm going to get.
Tie-dye, make them visible, you know, so people can see.
I'm gonna have two little literal ties here, and so everybody can kind of tie them up over their waist.
You know, that might be an idea. Yeah. The whole world would know, you know, who's participating in the derby. Tie-dye. No,
exactly.
Targeted for something, yeah.
What would you like to see, Greg, out of this year's derby? I mean, you know.
I guess the simplest thing to really get everybody, because, I mean, I don't understand how people obviously apparently don't notice any places to fish that they walk by every day.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
But I guess putting up, you know, a number of spots on the website in detail with photos and, you know, even if possible, just to list, you know, where the better spots to cast out to, where, you know, structures that's going to ruin your lures and take them all away.
Greg's smirking right now because behind this idea is what he's trying to do is send all of you to a spot other than where he's going to be fishing. I know how your mind works. Okay.
No, that doesn't bother me at all. Everybody's welcome to go. Depending on my schedule, I was going to do a little challenge. If somebody was willing to out, if somebody could out catch me toe to toe, all they could eat for life at Eden.
There we go. We got our first sponsor, Eden Pizza. All you can eat for a lifetime. There we go. If you can beat Greg in this derby, is that fair?
We have to figure out the parameters, whether it be quantity, size, et cetera, average. This. But yeah, we could figure it out.
Oh man, you be total careful weight. With that offer though. That's dangerous.
Total weight of the fish, maybe.
Total weight.
Oh, forget about it. Yeah, no problem.
Why don't we say that if you can, you'll match whoever's, you know, total weight in pizza weight.
That's fair enough too.
Yeah. Fish caught weight, you'll match it with pizza weight.
Yeah, if they beat me, that's a lot of fucking pizza.
It's a lot of pizza. I mean, if you catch a 28 pounder,
200 pounds. Oh my god, yeah, that's insane.
That's a lot of pizza.
It's like a 10-year supply if you ate every day.
Awesome. Greg, Mike, we're gonna take a quick break, and this is our new official derby tune, and we'll be right back.
Have mercy, I love this race, and ain't none like that hat parade. Good looking women in Millionaire's Row. It's the greatest 2 minutes that you ever know. We holler, yee-haw, and we turn them loose. It's the derby, baby, it's so what you gonna do. Get your mint julep and your fancy hat, cause the run for the roses is where you at. We holler, yee-haw, and we turn them loose. It's the derby, baby, it's so what you gonna do. Get your mint julep and your fancy hat, cause the run for the roses is where you at.
It's the derby, baby. That's our official derby tune now. That was 54 seconds because that was a sample. Acme, by the way, thanks for being our official sponsor of this episode and hopefully the fishing derby as well. We love you and all your smoked fish. We're going to start bringing you East River bluefish to smoke. I'm curious though, what do you guys like? I mean, what do you want to see more of in the way of, you know, you want to see like sponsored fishermen showing up for this tournament, or do you want to leave those guys out?
People actually catching more fish. I mean, people, you know, really making, you know, people not being lazy about actually learning how to do it properly, because, you know, it'd be nice if, you know, everybody collectively caught a lot of fish.
Cause more women?
More fun. Yeah, of course. Topless, preferably.
Topless women?
I'll volunteer a few for that. No okay. Problem.
And Mike, what would you like to see more of? Topless women.
More topless women at the derby meetups.
Mm.
No, I mean,
Mina, if you're listening,
like I said, you know, active participation is key, I think, to this derby. I think you guys did a lot of good things last year. I think we can.
You were really good at submitting fish. You were probably our best fish submitter.
That's why I got second place.
That's why you won. Tell us how our derby's a little bit different from other fishing derbies, in the way of presenting the fish you caught. What was last year's standard?
It's basically built on faith and you know, the honor system.
Yeah.
You know, it's something that we kind of have to keep in mind for this upcoming derby.
With the likes of guys like this, we're working on the honor system.
Oh, come on.
Well, that's, I mean,
nobody believes you. Now I got proof once it's published.
He's got pictures of the fish.
But did you think our system worked with the measuring tape? Because most fishing derbies do what Greg's saying.
Right,
you bring your dead fish in and you weigh it.
Right. And well, there's no arguing, unless someone's sticking lead weights in it, but then you get fined and you're never allowed to fish in a derby again.
Or what happened to the Bass Pro guy who was doing it with the treble hook.
That's what I'm saying.
Right. Which is disgusting.
Yeah, it's pretty messed up. And what's amazing to me is that he was able to do that without his...
Because they don't think that anybody would be that stupid. The guy's making 200 grand plus right. a year fishing. I mean, who wouldn't want jeopardize that as a job? That.
I know.
You know?
Right. Okay, well, so, I mean, right now, the way we have it, because we're trying to stick with this catch and release idea, is we would, you know, present our tape measure with a logo. The logo's on the tape measure, and you had to show proof of where you caught it, and you had to show proof that you were fishing within derby time brackets.
Oh, there's one big suggestion. Yeah. This is just a problem that I had recently when I was measuring my fish for the IGFA pictures. Mm-hmm. The IGFA tape measure, it's, you know, same size as the one that you guys use for the derby, basically. Right. And when you take photos of it, it's kind of hard to see. I would say have it to where it's like, you know, for the blind people, to where maybe have something to the effect of where the lines are like really pronounced, that when you take a picture of the fish next to it, you know, it's pretty clear to see, like you have like a red line for, you know, this size, you know, black, et cetera, like purple, like let's say it's like, you know, 36 inches.
Within limits.
Yeah, but you have it really bright, like the colors are kind of coordinated to different sections, so it's a lot easier to see. Even if it's not a perfect measurement, this way you can kind of get an idea, you know, a lot easier than sitting there trying to squint and see, is that a 3 or 2 and what's the number after it?
You know? That makes a lot of sense. Or certainly just to have it blocked out where you can see what the legal size is.
Well, and legal size, everybody knows, that. Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. And I'll just say, I talked to Robert this morning, this is amazing, you know, in this financial crisis we're in the midst of, Robert is able to now hook you up for $5 less than last year. Last year, the fishing package was around $40. You got, you know, rod, reel, bait, everything like that. This is for sort of new fishermen who didn't have the gear and wanted to get into it. Robert is now able to give you the whole package for $35. I don't know what you're gonna get. A Snoopy kit, rod and reel.
It's still gonna be in the plastic wrap.
And you get to go to the back of the store and get free dead minnows, all you can take off the floor.
Yeah. How those minnows get there, I don't know. Does a cat fish them out?
No,
they just jump out.
They're minnows.
And, you know, I bought some for my fish tank. They died on the spot. I wasn't thinking about the temperature. Yeah, I think they're used to like freezing cold temperature.
Yeah, I think he's got a chiller in there.
Yeah, he does. Well, they didn't like it so much, and neither did my tropical fish. They were like, "What are these ugly ducklings in our fish tank?" and Mike, what as far as let's talk about sponsorship and awards. I know it's a little bit boring, but you think we can get some of the big dogs on board this time around?
Definitely, yeah. I think there's a really good potential for, you know, building up the derby. Maybe not so much.
You know that I've worn from day one, the very first episode of Catch It, Cook It, and Eat It, until now, I've been wearing my Bass Pro Shops hat. And to this day, they still haven't. But not even a
they don't care.
Not even a glimmer of hope there.
They have a monopoly. They don't need you. That's how they're like Time Warner Cable.
Brass,
try calling and getting anything done. Right. Or Con Ed.
I'm just gonna tell you guys now, Bass Pro Shop. Since I know you're not listening, I am not gonna continue to wear this ugly ass hat for my episodes until you sponsor me. There are way better hats out there that I would much rather wear. So anyone who wants to sponsor this year's BK Fishing Derby, second annual, I will wear the hat of your choosing with your logo on it. Unless it says Eden Pizza, which is kind of lame. No, I'm just kidding. any hat. For the duration of the derby and maybe into future episodes of Catch It, Cook It, and Eat It.
Sure.
It's my promise.
So no to Bass Pro Shops.
Yeah. And Mike is going to tattoo the official BKUAA emblem on his arm. I talked to him this morning about it. Is that true, Mike?
It's partially true. Part of it's true.
It's going to be a henna.
It's going to be a henna tattoo. And your brother's going to do the freshwater version. You're doing the salt.
No, I think I'm going to go with. I'm going to go.
That's very
with
cute, by the
fish.
Way. It's really cute.
Yeah.
What?
The freshwater.
Oh, you're going freshwater.
Yeah.
He's going saltwater.
No, we're both getting the same one.
Oh man.
Come on. Come on. Just do a striper.
He convinced me to go with the largemouth bass.
Oh, that's great. Now, you've been catching fish quite readily these days, haven't
readily?
You?
Regularly?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been catching some good bluefish, some smaller bass here and there. But, I mean, they're out. It's still kind of early.
Yeah.
For the fall run. The weather's been really hot. The water's really warm.
Yeah, you lost two the other night? Degrees. Caught one?
Lost two good-sized bluefish.
Yeah.
Got that one that I showed you.
Yeah, it's on the BKUAA, that's Brooklyn Urban Anglers Facebook page, if you're doubting Mike's fishing abilities. It's on there. What's up with the bar in front of your eyes there? That black bar?
I don't know. It started as kind of a joke with me and Greg because we were fishing spots that we weren't supposed to go to. So I started, like last year, I put pictures of me and Greg up on this spot that is illegal to go to.
So we don't actually know whether or not that is you in that photograph.
Yeah, I guess not. Maybe.
Are you guys like as distracted as I am? I don't know.
A bit.
Okay.
A bit.
Yeah, I have this big wooden thing in my way.
Like, too bad, because right in the middle neither of us do.
Yeah.
No, clearly not.
That big wooden thing in your way might be.
I know,
Yeah, right?
Yeah, no, it's a little distracting in the studio because there's sometimes people that are eating pizza at Roberta's out in front of you. And
makes you get hungry.
Well, and they're looking in because it's kind of dark and in horny. Here, and you're looking out and you can't tell who can see who. But what specifically is like, because we had a bass and bluefish division last year. What are you setting to? I don't know. What are you ending up? What are you going for?
I'm going for bass myself, but
you have a big bass to beat if you want to set the 41-inch record set by John Ruffino last year.
John Ruffino, I interviewed him last weekend. He's already caught like four or five fish over 35 inches.
See,
this year
he's a contender.
He's gonna be out there every day.
He is a contender. John Ruffino, by the way, you were supposed to be here, so we're all waiting for you.
He's kind of been MIA the last two or 3 weeks. Yeah,
hard man to reach sometimes, unless he wants to reach you. In which case,
he's very persistent.
He's around all the time.
He'll be taking a shower when you remove the curtain. He'll be there.
It's John Ruffino! Still here! So you're all about the striped bass this year, Greg?
It's interesting. Personally, I like bluefish because they fight harder. You know? I mean, I find it much more fun to catch bluefish. But yeah,
it is really fun.
I mean, striped bass at the same time is a little bit more relaxing because when you're, you know, When you're throwing bait, you know, bluefish, they tear your line up left and right.
I went fishing the other day. I was, I was on Cape Cod.
Uh-huh.
And we were in a massive school of bluefish because they had fish finders on this boat and everything. And we were actually seining. We had, like, big gill nets.
Yeah.
These guys do it commercially.
Sure.
And they're like, you know, it was so much fun. They threw the gill net down. They all picked up rods and they just started going for it. And I fucking grab one. And I could not catch a fish. It was so frustrating.
And you're organizing the derby? Yeah,
not for a lack of trying. The fish were hitting the lure like sky high. It was flying out of the water. It was like every 5 seconds. It was like bam, bam, bam. And the guys were laughing so hard because for whatever reason, they were like missing it. They were hitting it with their tail, with their head. And so then they started giving me like special lures and they were writing on the side of it in indelible ink like, our lucky lure for Ben. So then I felt like such a jackass. So I put that one on and then, because I had one single hook with a little tail off the back and they made them out of dowels. They just make them, they spray paint them.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah. And they're like, and they tied like three treble hooks off the back and the fish still wouldn't bite it. And it was like, it was tragic. And then, oh man, everybody, even the non-fishermen who were on the boat picked up a rod and they were catching fish. It was awful. Anyways. Well, cool. So October 1st, we'll have our opening ceremony. It's going to be at Dream Fishing Tackle on Manhattan Avenue. Anyone know the address?
Give me a sec.
60-something Manhattan Avenue?
673, I think.
All right. Manhattan Avenue between Norman and...
Nassau.
Yeah. And... what else do people need to know? You can come, you can sign up, You can get your shirt. You'll get your official tape measure. You will probably eat some bluefish. We smoked bluefish last year, and hopefully we'll do another nice fish this year. And hopefully I won't burn the crap out of it like I did last year. And you can come and meet these fine young men. Mike will walk you through his systems and styles of fishing, and Greg will tell you where to walk off a short pier into some deep water. And that's pretty much it. It's the second annual Brooklyn Fishing Derby. Our membership last year started with, I think, 62 members. We are now on the BKUAA Facebook page up to 2,000 members.
Oh, nice.
So
it should be fun.
It's going to be interesting. It's going to be a little crowded.
Yeah, I'll tell anybody where I'm going this
year.
Yeah,
forget all
Actually, you know what? You guys could follow me over the barbed wire.
There we go.
Every man for themselves.
It's going to be a good time, and Robert will be eagerly awaiting your payment, and we'll have his fishing rigs all ready for you. I mean, seriously, for those new fishermen out there who don't have sort of what they need, come down, talk to Robert, and he's going to give you a rod, a reel, tackle, bait. Depends who you talk to, but I would say that this tackle will get you through like at least the first week of fishing.
Depends on how many bluefish there are and how big they are and how hungry.
And how badly you cast. I mean, you could lose the whole thing in one day, but the rods and reels are good. I've seen them. I've checked them out.
Oh, no, yeah, no. All this stuff's legit, you know?
Yeah.
Tell Robert to sell Mina some fishing line, too.
And Mina, you can get some new fishing line this year. And that's it. Well, thanks. It's good to see you, Greg.
Always fun, bud.
Thanks for coming on the show.
Definitely.
And Mike, great to have you. And
$50.
Exactly. You got a catfish sandwich, man. We'll see you October 1st.
Fishing down in a muddy bank, I felt a pull and I give a big yank, and I jerked out two old rubber boots and a Ford radiator and a Chevrolet coupe. Handed them in for national defense.